Hi everyone, this is Andy Studna, Senior Editor of Applied Clinical Trials, and welcome to the ACT Brief, your fast track to the latest insights in clinical research operations. In under 3 minutes, we'll recap top stories, highlight expert perspectives, and keep you current on what's moving the industry. We begin with insights on evolving clinical trial designs that are propelling the next generation of precision medicine. A review published in Signal Transduction and Targeted Therapy highlights how basket, umbrella, and platform trials are transforming drug development efficiency and flexibility. Basket trials test one therapy across multiple cancers sharing a biomarker, while umbrella trials evaluate several targeted treatments within one disease type. Platform trials take it even further, using a master protocol to add or remove study arms as data evolve, cutting years off of development timelines. Researchers are now looking ahead to quote-unquote precision medicine 2.0, emphasizing AI-driven design models that integrate real-world data to optimize recruitment and trial feasibility. Next, Novo Nordisk presented new findings from its Phase 3 ESSENCE trial showing that Wegovy may reduce liver injury in patients with MASH. The data revealed that semaglutide 2.4 mg improved liver health parameters even at low levels of weight loss. Investigators noted that the results suggest a direct hepatic benefit beyond Wegovy's weight loss effects, expanding its potential as a treatment for cardiometabolic and inflammatory conditions. Finally, Eli Lilly announced two new collaborations aimed at expanding its reach into genetic and RNA-based medicine. The company is partnering with Sanogene Bio to develop RNA interference therapies for metabolic diseases using the company's proprietary ligand and enhancer-assisted platform, designed for subcutaneous dosing just twice a year. In a separate agreement, Lilly is joining forces with Myra GTX to co-develop ophthalmology gene therapies, including exclusive rights to Myra GTX's AAV-AIPL1 program for Leber congenital amaurosis and its riboswitch technology for controlled gene expression. Together, the deals total more than $1.6 billion in potential milestone payments and strengthen Lilly's position in advanced therapeutic modalities. That's all for today's brief. Join us again tomorrow for more insights shaping the future of clinical operations and drug development. Thanks for listening.